Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Happy Tuesday, Amy.
Are we happy-happying every day now? We're like increasing our happiness.
We might end up with 55 million by the end of COVID.
We might be rocking in the corner. Happy, 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 happy. But happy, happy Tuesday, my dear friend.
Thank you, lovely. What are we chatting about today in the craziness that is this beautiful world at the moment?
Well, we are talking about decluttering inside our cars and all the things that build up in our cars that don't necessarily need to be there, especially when you're not using your car as much as you normally would.
Yeah. So you might be using your car at the moment to go and get cheap petrol and to go out and do the Woolies run or the Coles run, or you might actually still be using your car every day to go to work, and that is cool too. But we thought we would give you some quick tips along with we've got a whole episode dedicated to cars. So it's not about decluttering your whole car. It's about decluttering inside your car. And we've got an episode. What number is it, Amy? Rain Man, Amy?
Rain Man's going to guess 13.
No, you would be right. I know this because we are re-recording this episode.
Yes, I made a little mistake in my settings, and we are re-recording this episode, which is fine because we're actually going to make it shorter and snappier for you.
Yes.
What areas in a carcass should people be decluttering?
You could declutter the side pockets, under the seats where things roll and get stuck, the center console, the glove box, the boot, all the little pockets that you might have in your car. I've got some really special secret squirrel pockets in my car.
And where are they?
I can't tell you because then they're not secret squirrel anymore.
Well, tell me more importantly, what do you keep in there?
In the secret squirrel one, I actually keep some really cool and good useful things. I keep a lip gloss. I keep my peppermint beadlets from doTERRA so I can always have fresh breath. And I keep some coinage.
Oh, so it's obviously within reach of your driver. Okay, can I take a guess where it is?
Yes, please.
So on the right-hand side of the steering wheel, I reckon it's kind of above your knee towards the door side. Would that be right?
Yes.
Woo!
Hot. Warm hot.
Does it close? It sounds like
yes,
it does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Because I've got random one that is just an open cavity at that point.
Yes, Echo.
What did you put in there then?
Yeah, I used to have that in my Echo, and that would be annoying because then things would roll around in it because it was big enough to roll.
Correct. Yeah, and it's not deep, like it's quite shallow with just a little bit of a lip. I want to know from people, do you keep anything in that little spot in your car?
Yes.
Let us know.
I would like to know that too. In our glove box, we've actually, because it's a Volkswagen, so it's made for Germans. So, and I don't know why they still have this, but in the glove box, there's actually a place to put coins, like, maybe 3 or 4 coins. Like dollar coin size coins, which I'm presuming is for like parking meters or, tolls. But surely all of that is now automated.
Surely.
and it's tap and go and all of it. So I'm like, why are Volkswagen still making little pockets for coinage like that? Anyway.
I keep coins in my center console in a little Sistema Clip-It tiny little container. I probably don't need them for parking anymore because most of the meters in Melbourne that I would frequent have, like, you can just use a credit card or an app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what I use it sometimes when the kids want a Slurpee and I just can't be bothered fishing out my credit card. I'll just give them that little container and say, go in and get yourself a Slurpee. But that's kind
of
it. Is
your center console covered?
Yes.
Or is that open?
Well, I've got the one, like the armresty one.
Yes.
That was more non-negotiable when I purchased my car than almost any other feature because I lean on that when I drive.
Yes.
So I hate it in a car where there's not that. So in mine is some, I probably need to get rid of them, some CDs that I never would listen to in my car because I listen to podcasts when I drive. And I keep in there a pen, what else do I keep in there? Maybe some Macca's serviettes just in case of needing it. And the coins, and I've got a little charger kit that I put in there. So it's got a battery pack, a one that you plug into the wall, whatever they're called, like a charger port. It's got a USB charger. It's got a set of headphones. It's just like if I'm out somewhere and I need to do something and I don't have what I need, it's all there.
You are prepared.
Oh, that I am. That I am.
What do you have in your glove box?
I have a first aid kit, a homemade one. So it's got like it's
homemade band-aids, yeah. Bandages.
Yeah, doesn't everybody make their own homemade band-aids? My goodness, you people are slackers. I bought one and I just didn't feel like it had everything I wanted in it, so I just added some extra bits in. And it has my car manual thing in case I ever forget how to, you know, reset the Bluetooth or something like that. And it also actually has a muslin wrap in it. So the muslin wrap has come in handy more times than I would have thought. Sometimes if a seat's really hot, you can sit on it. Sometimes we'll hang it over a window if we're trying to block the sun or for some reason. I've used it as a sling when we've been out and someone's broken their arm. It's random, but it has come in handy many times.
Mm.
What do you keep in your bits and pieces and what could be decluttered?
Yes, well... In my center console, I have band-aids and tissues. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And in my glove box, I have a cap and my manual. And in, I've already told you about my secret screw hiding place. And then in the boot, I've got side pockets in my boot. And in that, we've got our picnic rug. And I also have I've got in my tire. So Simon, I discovered this the other week when we had all our IKEA boxes in there that Simon actually stuffs cleaning products in the tire, in the wheel arch of my spare tire, so that he just goes there when he needs to use the chamois. And There's a towel in there as well, and there's also, actually, because we are old school, he had put in a sheet as well so I could cover up my windscreen on those hot days.
So he has a secret squirrel spot in your car.
Yeah, because it's, you know, he is a bit funny like it is, and it's so annoying. I have yet to drive his new car, but...
Oh.
He drives, so his car of choice on the weekend is my car, so he doesn't get his car dirty.
But Simon.
I have never driven his car yet because, like, the only opportunity I would get is on the weekends. But I just, it's, he thinks of it as his car and my car as our car.
I think you're not alone. I think there are other families in very similar situations.
It's just so annoying. So I can't wait to get a new car. I can because I don't need a new car. But when I get my next car, it will be mucka. There ain't no sharing mucka with him.
I was like, what brand's a mucka? Oh, my car.
My car. I won't be sharing my next car with him because he's not even like gone, hey, do you want to have a drive? It's like we never use his car. And oh, I have been in it, but it's I've never driven it. It's his baby. It's funny. He's funny like that. Because then when I try and pull that card, he goes, no. And I'm like, ugh. So I'm just waiting a couple more years until I get another new car.
So and funny.
It will be my car.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So our encouragement to you today is find those secret squirrel spots that your children have. I reckon every kid has one where they're hiding their muesli bar wrapper or their Macca's fries empty packets. My kids use the little handles in the door. So we're pretty good at saying when we get home from somewhere, hey, empty the pockets. But I reckon you might find your kids have somewhere where they're hiding things, maybe behind their baby brother's capsule or something like that.
Mm.
Have fun decluttering your car.
And also look out for things that don't need to be in there. So I know that here's some things that you might find in your car. You might find clothes that are too small for your kids. I know that when I went and decluttered my car, I found clothes that are way too small for my kids for when they were little and we used to keep spare change of clothes in their car. You might find some surprises under the seats, so check under the seats. You might find that CD that you thought you'd got rid of, but it was actually in the CD player and you haven't used the CD player for a very, very long time. So check all compartments in your car is our tip for today.
That's great. I'm going to go check if there's a CD in my CD player. I would have no idea.
Yeah. Exactly. We did that at Christmas. I found a CD that I didn't know I had because I didn't even know I had a CD player in my car.
Oh, I love it. Well, it's a short episode today, but let's quickly do our gratitudes as well.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're learning.
I'm remembering. Learned,
like that you're remembering.
Yes, yeah. I am.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. So, Kes, here's what I'm grateful for. It's just funny and random and I love it. So my desk is situated in the front room of our house, which looks out onto the street. So I can see people walking up and down the street. I can see cars going by. I had my window open yesterday and, you know, just to get some fresh breeze through. And it was really nice. While I was sitting here at my desk, I sneezed. I'm a pretty loud sneezer. So I sneezed and a guy that was walking past on the footpath with his little kid just goes, "Bless you." And I lost it. I was laughing so hard. I was like, "Thanks." And he just waved and kept walking. His daughter was like, "Dad." And I just thought it was the best. Like pre-COVID, no one would have given me a bless you through my open window. And I just thought it was the nicest thing. So thank you, stranger, that walked past and blessed me for sneezing.
Yay. Thank you. I am thankful for family reunions. We were meant to have one last weekend, like over the Easter weekend, we were meant to have one and we couldn't because of the situation that we find ourselves all in. We have them once every 5 years. So this year it was meant to be in Sydney, which was really convenient, my hometown at the moment. And so we have postponed it till next Easter. So it will be a 6-year gap and then a 4-year gap for until the next one. So it's all good. But we had a Zoom family reunion.
Oh, that's cool.
Friday night, and it was hysterical. So
how many
funny.
People?
We had some very funny, inappropriate looking pauses where people had like stopped their video and it looked wrong. We also had some just funny, like it was filled with laughter. I got off the Zoom call with my cheeks so sore.
How many of you were there, Kirst?
I think at the peak there may have been like 20, 25.
Oh my goodness.
So it was like, it would have been more than that because the kids had their own breakout room. So we got kids on all the devices and they went and had their own breakout so all the younger kids could hang out together. And then the adults were just being, and Ollie came into the adult space as well. And he put on virtual backgrounds and he put on Corona beers in the background of himself. And he was so, and then he had like a red wine and a white wine and he was pretending to hold the glasses. Like, oh, he was making me laugh. My cousins were making me laugh, like going, oh, this is how we should do reunion all the time so we don't have to see each other ever. And then like there were some partners in the background, like one in particular, Bez, was making me laugh because his wife was on mute, but he was in the background playing guitar and then walking around with like a 48 pack of toilet paper. Oh, it was so funny.
I'm so glad.
It made my Easter weekend. It was so good. So, yes, that's what I'm grateful for. Okay, let's see you all tomorrow. Bye.
We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.